USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is cutting its global growth forecast for next year. The IMF predicting global growth will slow to 2.7% in 2023 and warns the worst is yet to come. The report cites Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the cost of living crisis among the factors that'll make it feel like a recession for millions worldwide. Prosecutors are using their closing arguments to remind jurors that Nicholas Cruz knew exactly what he was doing on Valentine's Day 2018. That's when he walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and killed 17 while injuring 17 others.
The testimony revealed the unspeakable, horrific brutality, and the unrelentless cruelty.
Attorney Michael Satz says they've proved the factors for Cruz getting the death penalty. The defense argues Cruz was damaged before birth because of his mother's alcohol and drug abuse. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments Tuesday on a lawsuit regarding pig conditions. The suit, filed by pork producers, regards a California lawsuit that mandates pigs be raised in less confined conditions. While the law is different from other states, the Biden administration says the Commerce Clause prohibits one state from dictating policies that impact all states. Gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average for the price of regular at $3.92 a gallon. That's up a penny from Monday and 12 cents higher than a week ago. Los Angeles City Council member Nuri Martinez is taking a leave of absence as calls grow for her resignation after she was heard on tape making racist remarks. On Monday, she stepped down as the council president, but demands for her to quit her council seat are growing. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
In 2018, an investigation looking into President Biden's son Hunter's foreign business affairs began. Now federal investigators believe that they have enough evidence to charge him with tax crimes stemming from a 2018 gun purchase. Appearing on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry is wary of how the investigation has played out due to the Biden family's status in the U.S. government.
Because of his family's involvement in governance and government in the United States, that's really the crucible. That is the crux. That's where we need to take a look.
If Republicans take back the House following the midterm elections, there is a push to hold hearings in regard to Hunter Biden's laptop. A Democratic congressman is calling for action against an oil-producing nation.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is urging the Biden administration to stop cooperating with Saudi Arabia after its decision to cut oil production, a move that could benefit Russia as it continues to wage war against Ukraine. America lost our energy independence under President Biden's policies.
New research says video games can cause deadly irregular heart rhythms in children. A study out of Australia published in the journal Heart Rhythm found gaming can make players so emotionally charged that they've been linked to fatal heart attacks in children with undiagnosed heart conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.